Today is Saturday, January 8th. Today we're talking about money, specifically your money and the best way to manage it in the new year. A recent survey from Bankrate found about two-thirds of American adults are not expecting their personal finances to improve this year. But that does not have to be the case. We're joined today by financial coach and host of the Hard Money Talks podcast, Lauren Groopman. She's been featured on the Today Show, Consumer Reports, and more. And here on The Newsworthy, Lauren is sharing her advice on everything you need to know for the new year, how to set a yearly budget, easy tips for getting an emergency fund started, how to get started with investing, and so much more. She even explains her own experience getting out of tens of thousands of dollars in debt and the best way you can dig yourself out of a financial hole as well. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Hi, Lauren. Thanks for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So I know a common New Year's resolution or goal is often related to money. What should our listeners be doing right now to make sure they start the new year on the right foot?
Take a good look at last year's spending and see kind of where you might have had some issues, kind of regroup, and then see what your goals are for this year. And, you know, maybe set a budget for every single month, figure out where you want to go for vacations, those kind of things, dream a little bit, and then, you know, start putting it into action. I think that's the beauty of New Year's resolutions with everything is that you get this fresh start of what you want to do.
Anything specific that you're looking back on? I mean, specifically your expenses and how much money you brought in. Are those the two main things, I would imagine?
Yeah, I think that you want to kind of take a look at, like, are there any areas where you overspent or maybe areas where you went into debt? So, for example, you realize that last year your schedule was really busy, so you ate out a lot more. So maybe this year you're realizing, you know, I want to cut my food bill in half. So I'm going to cook more at home. I'm going to find ways to do that. So I think you can kind of feel kind of in your gut where you might need to change some things. Maybe you need to make more income. So you kind of take a look at, like, where are some places where I can make some more money? And that's going to be really helpful as well.
So I know you've recommended people use a yearly budget planner to stay on track. What is that and how does it work?
Having a yearly budget planner kind of gives you a whole layout of what your year looks like. So if you know that you're going on vacation in April for spring break, and you know that you have a birthday in April, and you have five birthdays in August, and you have, you know, this holiday at this day, and you have Christmas coming up this year, you know, if you lay it all out on a yearly basis, you can kind of see where your priorities are when it comes to, like, when you have to be setting money aside and when you can, you know, have a little bit more freedom to travel or go out a little bit more, buy some more clothing. And so I think that when people don't plan a year in advance and kind of see what's going to happen a year in advance, it can be a little bit harder to just focus on the short term, because then things sneak up on them.
So sit down and spend about how long trying to do this?
30 minutes, an hour, maybe max. So I don't think you really need to spend a ton of time. I always get out my birthday calendar of, like, when everybody's birthdays are, when the holidays are, back to school shopping, clothing shopping, Christmas, you know, all those big things that we typically spend a lot of money on. And those go on the yearly calendar. Because, you know, if you want to, like, plan a vacation, you realize, okay, I've got, like, a ton of birthdays in the first half of the year. Maybe September is a good time to do a vacation because it looks like, you know, we're not going to have very much, you know, extra expenses during that time. Then we can spend some time saving up that money to go on vacation in September.
Are there skeptics who doubt it's even possible to plan that far ahead? And what do you say to them?
Oh, yeah, totally. I think people are like, why would I do that? You know, I'm like a spur of the moment person. There's this quote that I love that says, 1 hour of planning saves you 4 hours of execution. Anytime I can plan ahead in anything, it's going to save me that much time stressing about planning other expenses, cleaning up my mess after maybe I overdrafted a bunch of money. This has to do with also being strategic with my money too, because if I know that I have to spend $500 because I have three kids' birthdays coming up in April, but I'm not going to have $500 in April extra, then I can set aside $100 a month, $125 a month for my paycheck, and then spread it out a little bit more and plan it that way so I'm not so overwhelmed.
A lot of people talk about an emergency fund for the things that you can't plan for. Realistically, how much should we have in an emergency fund?
Well, I think at least $1,000. And I always am a big advocate of, I think that everybody has $1,000 of stuff laying around their house that they can sell. You know, whether you sell your old clothing or furniture or old freezers or appliances or whatever you don't need around your house, I think everybody has $1,000 of stuff laying around their house they can get put in a savings account. I like to have between 3 and 6 months in a savings account for myself. That gives me, if something were to happen, enough time to figure out what to do. And that's the emergency part of it, is that you want to make sure that you use it for an emergency. You know, Christmas is not an emergency. You got to find other ways to fund Christmas, but the emergency is for things out of our control. So I would say 3 to 6 months, but if you can start out with $1,000, that's going to take off a lot of that anxiety of not having a savings account.
So let's talk about debt. What are some of your top tips for people looking to pay off their debt this year?
You know, there's a variety of different ways that you can do it. You can do the, you know, lowest interest rate first versus the highest interest rate versus the lowest balance versus the highest balance, whatever works out. But my tip is always to go with the lowest balance first. I think that that gives you momentum. I think that gives you excitement. So I say stick with the lowest balance first and then create a debt payoff plan. I think there's so many financial coaches like me. I'm a financial coach, but there's so many other financial coaches out there as well that can work with you to help create a plan that gives you a step-by-step guide of, you're going to be out of debt in the next year and a half. All you have to do is this, this, and this. And I think a lot of people feel like they want to get out of debt quickly, you know, like it's an overnight thing. It's going to take some work, but it's very doable. You can also consolidate. There's a lot of great 0% cards they can do to consolidate debt. And I recommend that if you can get approved for those, if you have a good credit score, that way you're not paying any interest on those.
You said it's doable and you know from experience, right? Can you tell us a little bit about your own story?
Yeah. So I was once in $40,000 with a debt, got a car towed away and almost lost my house. I had to sell it via short sale. I got into this field of work after going through that and going through the hardship of, you know, being in debt myself. And so I can really relate to the feelings of maybe hopelessness when you're in debt. And so I really want to bring that to light, those like feelings of, you know, not having any hope, but it's totally doable. You just have to get to work and start somewhere.
Still ahead, what takes priority, paying off debt or growing your savings? And does that Starbucks habit really impact your bottom line? Lauren is sharing her insights on both, along with a simple way to cut down your grocery bill and more. But first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsors. Today's episode is brought to you by KiwiCo. I recently posted on Instagram that my New Year's resolution is simply to do more of what makes you happy. For me, that includes spending time with my kid, but definitely does not include researching, shopping, and preparing things for him. And that's why I love KiwiCo. KiwiCo does the legwork for us, the parents, so we can instead spend our time with our kids enjoying the projects and toys together. And with KiwiCo, there's something for all ages. Some of our baby's favorite toys are from the KiwiCo crates we've received so far. Plus, I always love the high-quality materials they're made out of and the explainer cards they come with that tell me how and why these toys are great for his development. For older kids, they'll love the day the box arrives in the mail each month, and they won't believe what they can build and accomplish themselves with KiwiCo's hands-on science, art, and geography projects. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills all year long. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line with code NEWSWORTHY at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code NEWSWORTHY. This episode is also brought to you by Masterworks. It's a new year, which means it's time for new ideas. Turns out that women may be better investors than men. That's right. According to recent research, women investors outperform their male counterparts. So what gives some women investors an edge? The research shows they're more likely to invest in alternative assets, ones that help diversify their portfolios and are less correlated to traditional stocks and bonds. One of those assets is blue chip contemporary art. And typically, it's only the bajillionaires, think Beyonce and Bezos, who can afford a chic Picasso for their walls, right? But Masterworks is changing all of that. Masterworks is the startup democratizing the art market, giving everyday investors a piece of the art pie, or palette to be metaphorical. They've made blue chip art investable, so you can own a fraction of a multi-million dollar piece of art. That way, anyone can add paintings by artists like Monet, Basquiat, and Banksy to their portfolio without paying millions. And you can join them by going to masterworks.art/newsworthy. Again, that's masterworks.art/newsworthy. See important disclosures at masterworks.io disclaimer. Okay, now back to my conversation with Lauren Grootman. A A lot of people ask the question, what should take priority, saving or paying debt?
In that question, I always take a look at interest rates. So if you're paying 20% interest and you're going to take that same money and put it in a savings account that's giving you 0.5% interest, it's a no-brainer that you're losing money keeping it in the savings account right now. If you have an emergency savings, that's great. I would say put some money aside so you have a small emergency savings, $500, $1,000. And then I would take all the rest of the money and just put it towards that debt because you're continuously paying, you know, a huge amount of interest when your money in the bank account is not making you anything. So it's financially wise to pay down the debt instead of save.
On your website, you talk a lot about meal planning. In your experience, how much of an impact can this really have on our wallets?
Huge. So when I was getting out of debt, after paying off all my bills, I had $200 left to spend on groceries. For a few years, I spent $50 a week on groceries, and I learned how to do freezer meal planning. I teach that on my website. A way to budget is to cut your grocery bill back. I teach people how to cut it back from $1,000 a month to $200 a month using my meal plans.
Is that bulk buying?
Yeah. So I teach people how to make 20 meals. The ingredients cost $150 to make all 20 meals. And then they freeze them and they stick them in the crock pot when they're ready to be cooked. You see hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of savings, not only in the money that it takes to buy the ingredients, but also in no waste anymore. That whole buy stuff and forget to cook it kind of scenario.
I'm curious your take on this next question. Some people say, you know, don't always buy Starbucks. That small stuff adds up. Others take the philosophy that you shouldn't stress the small stuff because what really matters are those big decisions like investments. What do you think?
If you take out the things that make you happy in a budget, you're going to be a lot less likely to stick to it. So if you like Starbucks, stick it in the budget. Give yourself, you know, a $50 Starbucks budget a month. Then just stick to it. Those small things do add up, but only if you don't budget for them and only if you're not budgeting at all. But investments are very important as well.
Okay, so let's talk about investing because a lot of people maybe don't know a lot about it. How should someone even get started in investing and how much risk should they be willing to take?
For me personally, I always tell people to start small, whether that be opening up an Acorns account through the Acorns app and playing with some mutual funds in there by using the Roundup feature, starting and opening up, you know, an app like Robinhood and playing a little bit with the stock market until you get to understand, you know, the ups and downs of the stock market, or if it's just opening up a mutual fund at your bank. Also, if you're going to be working with an investor, you can do like commission or fee only. I like to work with a commission-based one. That's my preference. You know, there's lots of different ways to do it, but I think that people try to jump in too quickly. So just try and open up some of these apps, try and invest a little bit at a time, learn the process, learn how it goes, see how much risk you're willing to take. I tell people, you know, take little risk at first and then see how it goes.
And learning about it is probably key there.
Correct.
Would an alternative be just to make sure that you're putting the max into your 401k so you've got something for retirement?
Yep. Especially if your company is matching.
Any other favorite money saving hacks that we have not talked about?
This is one of my favorite money saving hacks is I actually love buying gift cards for places that I'm going to shop at anyway. So this is really special around Black Friday or if I'm going to make a big purchase for like appliances or something like that. My grocery store has gift cards. If you buy gift cards, they give you like 4 times the points towards gas. So anytime I'm going to go make a big purchase, I'll go and buy the gift cards to that store at my grocery store so I can get a couple free tanks of gas.
Okay, final thoughts or advice for our listeners as we enter 2022.
This is a great year to kind of get back on track. I think a lot of us really had to redefine our values when it came to finances. And so this is a great year to redefine those again. We're healing as a country. So go back, look back over your spending, see what are the things that you valued that maybe you don't value anymore. Regroup and, you know, get that budget back on track and see where you want to invest, see where the investments are going and have some fun doing it.
If you have more questions for Lauren about your money, you'll have a chance to interact with both of us live next Wednesday, January 12th. Be sure to connect with the Newsworthy's Instagram account at NewsworthyPod, and we'll be holding a live Q&A with Lauren on Instagram at noon Pacific. That's 3 p.m. Eastern. Bring your questions or just join us live to learn more. Again, that's this upcoming Wednesday. And as always, join us right here every Monday through Friday for our 10-minute daily news roundups. We'll be back on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.